right, so you know how to do it. It means the Uber. Like, you're not allowed to give away this para to the guy. You can't give the Uber of it to the guy. So talking about there's an Uber involved. You see, he's selling an Uber alone to the guy he's offer. First of all, maybe that's not the pshat over here. I'll tell you, I'm talking about a behemoth. Talking about a behemoth over here. So the question is, now you're giving the mother away. The Rashi Taisa says, my love a Uber, or pirish v'ari be'behemoth be'eretz. How mean it was? It's a pregnant cow. And in Apopish and Rishon means you can't even sell the Uber. So first of all, that's not the pshat. We're talking about a behemoth that's not mu'beres. And the Iki giving away now is only the behemoth. The Arab Uber, Rashi says, the Eloya behemoth pirish v'loyari be'uber. And the behemoth, Luyubra, you're only giving away the behemoth for its uber. If you're selling the behemoth, that's why it's awesome. So Mar says, no. V'hadom of ketoni, mashma, the value of the uber. Mashma, there's an uber here. And the Mar says, no, toni demir, learn the value of the mother. I v'anoisen kol dom of l'kayin ketoni. So l'kayin is only the uber. The mother you don't have to give to the kayin. We're talking about giving the money to the kayin means as the b'chor. So mashma, we're talking about there is the b'chor, there is an uber here. V'anoisen kol dom of l'kayin ketoni. Yeah. The behemoth, we're talking about only the mother, you're talking about now the mother that wasn't even pregnant yet, says, so kain maya vidite. What does the kain have to do with here? What do you have to give him the money for? The Rashi says, a kain maya vidite the behemoth on the mother itself. Elavadi uba, we're talking about now there is a vlad, there is a baby here, there is a bechor here. And still it says, apapishen rishoy, you're not allowed to sell the uba. So who you see clearly, according to Yuda, you're not allowed to sell an uba to a guy. The Gemara says, no. The case here could be like this. Hocha b'mayaskin, you know, we're talking about over here, b'mayaskin on, we're going, d'yoyivlei behema ma'abrito, that you, the Jew owned this cow, a pregnant cow. And he gave over a pregnant cow to the guy, liptuma, to fatten it, to work with it. So it's like this, d'migu d'kansin leya behema, we make a knast for you, you know, you're not allowed to give the mother away. That's for sure is part of the yisa. The difference is also to give away the mother. Therefore, kansin leya uber, we also make a knas. We say it did something wrong by selling the uber. So it could be like this. When you only sell the uber alone, maybe that's mutter. There's no knas at all. But here, you're like, you're giving the mother and the uber to the guy. So since you're doing something wrong by giving the mother away, then we have to make a knas that you have to buy it back or the value of it. We make a knas. So then here, we make a knas already on the uber also. But it could be on a regular uber, you have no proof. And the guy gets half of the shvach, the amount that he fattens the cow itself, he gets a part of that. So it's very good. On the mother, of course, the guy is getting part of the mother, the fat. As fat as the mother, it makes the mother get a part of that. So therefore, we'll make a knas upon the kid also. But it could be if you only sell just the uber, Rashi says, avli zovim lei, uber lechudei, maybe lo, maybe according to Yehuda, there's no knas. According to Yehuda, maybe it's muta. So again, you have no proof. Omer Ravashi, Rashi says, Toshima, come and bring your proof. Toshima, come in here. It says clearly that the Gemara in Avodah Zorah, that Rav Yehuda mati bishvura. Rav Yehuda says, you're allowed to sell an animal, a behemah gasa, to a goy, if the leg is broken. And he says, why? If they shame you, because it can't heal up anymore. From something that's broken, that can't heal up anymore. So Rashi says, therefore, they can't do any work on Shabbos. Therefore, you're allowed to sell it. Mashma though, ho yichunulis rapis. Mashma though, if the broken leg could eventually be healed up, then also, then you're not going to sell it to a guy, even though the guy can't do work with it now when you're selling it. So you have to say, then it's a light plug. If the animal could become healed up, that's called a regular animal that you can't even sell, even though it's a broken leg, you can't sell to the guy. If so, the uber nami, the same thing, it should be used to sell a fetus to the guy. Because a fetus also, when it gets born, it'll grow up and be a healthy animal. And since eventually it could become a healthy animal, it should be called the xeriloi plug, not to sell to a guy. So shema mina, that's Rav Ashi's raya nechnam. According to Rav Yehuda, an uber is also to sell to a guy. Even though Lamaisa, the guy can't do any work with it now on Shabbos, but it's a light plug, it's Bechlala Behemom, that's also to sell to a guy. Yeah. Now the Gemara goes through the same thing over again, but another Lashon. Now the Gemara says, the Iki, the Masnu Lamas Nisim. Some learn the Shal on our Mishnah. It says in our Mishnah, the Yamoy Chaloy, if you sell the Uber, you sell the Behemom to the guy, Apo Pishen Rishoy, even though you're not allowed to. So now the Gemara says, Lema, let's say, Masnisim Lekrev Yuda, our Mishnah Chur is not like Rev Yuda. Titnan, because we learned in Gemara Avodah Zara, Yehuda Mati B'Shvura. Yehuda says you're allowed to sell a Shvura, an animal with a broken leg to a guy. So here the Havim in there is when the Mishnah says you can't sell it, it means you can't sell the Uber to the guy. So Saul, of course, not like Rabbi Yehuda. So Gemara says no. Filu Temer, even want to say the Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Yehuda. Shvura, it's Mutawai Lav Haine Wurchai. It's not normal. That's called a different animal altogether. So you don't have a light plug here. It's a different sug. If the animal has a broken leg, that can't be healed up. But Uba, the fetus, Haina Wurchai, that's a normal thing for an animal to have fetus to grow and be normal. So that could be, it is also. So according to this Lashon, we're learning Pshan the Mishnah, Tafa Pishan Rishoy means it could be only selling the mother like for its Uba. Could be the guy gets nothing from the behemoth, he only gets the Uber. And even that the Mishnah says is also. So Gravarsi wants to say something like a Yehuda. Now we say, no, yes, it goes according to a Yehuda. Yehuda also would agree, or an Uber is also. So now again, we bring the same raya. Toshma coming here. It says, Yehuda, Aymer, HaMakabal, behemoth of the Kechavim. If you Makabal of a Jew is Makabal a cow from a guy, the Yoldin gives birth. So Ma'al Noitzim Bishav, you have to see how much it's worth. Even though you should fit in this bechor, you and the guy, but still that's a view the sheet, you have in bechor, so you have to get to give to the guy. What's going to be the hanois and led the Kabbalah, say a Jew gives a cow to a guy to work with, even though he's not allowed, 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 even though he's 10 times it's worth. And the nois and kodam lakayim, you give all the value to the guy. So now, my love, isn't we talking about over here, a Uber, talking about the Uber. So you see, even the Uber also, according to the beauty, you're not allowed to sell. You see, there's a Kanash, you're not allowed to sell the Uber. So that's the Raya. Even though he can't work with it, but it's called a good animal, it's a light plug. It's worth the light, and they can't bring the proof over here. Abahema, here they, maybe the Isra is because he sold the mother. Chadig Mar of Adamov Ketoni, Mashma, the kid's money. Maratoni, the male, the mother with the money of the mother. I go noisak Adamov, the Kayin Ketoni. There has to be an Uber involved. You give a Bukhari, you're giving us a Kayin. The behemoth, we're only talking about the mother that's not pregnant, there's no kid here. So, Kohen my vidite, what does the Kohen have to do with the mother? There's no din, it's only by a Bechor you have to give the money to the Kohen. So, what says again, Hochem, my askin, the case could be over here, we're going, the Yoye behemoth Mavrato, could be you gave your pregnant cow to the Goy Leptuma to fatten it, and the Goy gets a chelik in the cow and a chelik in the kid. So, that's why here it's also maybe. The Migu, the Kartin Laya behemoth, Kartin Laya Uber. Migu would make a knas, you can't sell the mother, that's what's also. The male will make a kanas, you have to buy back the Uber also. Even though it could be maybe by just selling the Uber by itself, maybe it's mutter current to Rabbi Yehuda. So again, you have no proof. So final proof again is no. Omer Rav Ashi, Ashi says again, Toshma coming here. It says, Rabbi Yehuda, Mati Bishvura. Yehuda says clearly that you're allowed to sell an animal that's broken leg to a guy. If Nei Shein Yechel L'Shabbos, it can become healed up. Mashma, Ho Yechel L'Shabbos, if it could be healed up again. Also, then you're not allowed to sell it to a guy. Is so vainami an Uber also kiyochol esrap is dumb. He's also said that he could be healed up. So shema mina. That's a good proof that according to Yehuda and Echnami, it's bechalal a light plug that a Jew cannot even sell just the fetus to a guy. Here the Uber of a behem agasa. That's a bechalal a light plug. That's also wasa. Yeah. Now the Gemara says, Iberlu have a question like this. Iboyelihu, what's going to be mochar behemali Uber? My, what's going to be like this? A Jew sells his cow to a guy, but not that the guy really owns the cow. You're not selling the cow completely. You're only selling it for one like percentage of it, just for the fact that when the cow gives birth, the Uber of it, the kid will belong to the guy. But what are you selling right now? You're not selling the kid. The kid is not here. The mother's not pregnant. You're only selling one schus of the mother, that if the mother does become pregnant and has a kid, the guy will own the guy will own that kid. The shalva, that's the chlal the yisra, not to sell a behem agasa to a guy. Like here, there really there's no shayla because he's not going to try it out. He doesn't own it to work with it. So therefore, the guy is not going to want to try it out. There's no real gzeirah. Maybe we'll try it out on Friday and work with it over Shabbos. But the tzad to say it's also is because there's a light plug. Maybe it's also called selling an animal. Now the rabbanim does not want a Jew to sell a behem agasa to a guy, because any type of a sale. Because true, we're afraid that maybe you sold him on Friday a regular animal, and a regular animal you used to work with, so the guy will tell the Jew, first let me try it out and see if it's good, and he'll take it home and work with it over Shabbos, and the Jew will be over the Yisrael, Shvi'i Sabenta. So that's the reason why they made the Gzeira. But maybe this is also included. My, what's the Lacha? The Gemara says, this Shiloh, to boil the Rabbi against the Kasha according to Rabbi Yehuda Shita, and even to boil the Rabbanim against the Shalach according to the Rabbanim Shita also, according to both of them. And it's like this. To boil the Rabbi Yehuda against the Shalach according to Rabbi Yehuda. At kan lo kishor Rabbi Yehuda, when the Rabbi Yehuda was only mat, at kan lo kishor Rabbi Yehuda, el bishvura, only where the leg is broken. To lo yosin lechalufei, you won't come to mix it up with a good animal. Everybody knows it's a different type. It's a broken animal. They know it's broken. So if you matter to sell this, people won't know, think you're allowed to sell a healthy one. Avul shleima, but to sell an uber, even though the uber itself can't work, but it's a complete animal. To yasin lechalufei, people will see you selling an uber to a guy, they'll think maybe you're allowed to sell a healthy animal also. Therefore also, I'm afraid in this case here, where you're selling the mother to the guy, say the guy gets a schus to get the uber. So meister, what you're handling here with is with a healthy animal. Sure, you're only selling 1% of it to the guy, but maybe this is the father way plug. So you can have a shalom according to the Yehuda. I do, maybe no. The other side is no. Umashvura de poskiminei. Madach he holds you're allowed to sell the animal, the broken leg, to the guy. Poskiminei means you have nothing to do with the guy anymore. Like it's a complete sale. Still, it's mutam. If so, the koshchein for sure shleim over here, where the mother the lay poskiminei, you're not going away from the mother. The mother still belongs to you, the Jew. You're only giving over 1%, one schus that the guy has, that when it gives birth, the blood will go to the guy. But it's called lay poskiminei. You're not like poskiminei, not like closing your ties with it. You're not like poska closing it. You still own part of it. So therefore, it's not to say here it should be mutter. That's a shaila according to Rabbi Yehuda. That's one shaila. And also, Tibor the Rabbanu get the same shaila according to Rabbanu Shita. Then maybe Ad Kan Loi Kaster Rabbanu, not Rabbanu Oni Yasid, but Ela Bishvura the Poskimine. Because you're making a complete sale. To sell, even though the leg is broken, that's also maybe with the Rabbanu. Abu Shleima, but over here, where the behemoth is Shleima, but the Loi Poskimine, you're not finishing your sale, like you still own the mother. Sure, maybe it should be Mutta. Maybe here the Rabbanu with Mutti, you're allowed to sell this because it's not a complete sale. You're still owning the most of it. Or Dilma, maybe no. The Svar is no. Mash, Rudli, Aslechlufe, Osri, Madas, Rabbanu, hold by a broken leg. That you won't come to mistaken to sell a healthy animal. Everybody knows it's broken. Still, Rabbanu said, Lay, plug, it's awesome. Here's all the Svar should be. V'chol Shechain Shleima. For sure, should be also to sell a complete animal, at least the Suber, the Aslechlufe, that you would come to exchange it. You make mistakes with a regular behemoth. So even though you only want to sell the behemoth now, liubra, maybe that's b'chal the light plug. So the kids, this is a good shalom according to both Rabbanan and Yehuda. Now the Gemara says, the time of the Rabbanan, Mishamach, you, is that really right what we're saying? Is that really the reason why the Rabbanan say you can't sell it? Because Mishamach Lufei, is that true? Yeah, is that the real reason the Rabbonin? The Yotani would learn like this. Omudon Rabbi Yehuda. The Rabbonin said back to Rabbi Yehuda. Valoi marbiyan oleho viyoldois. If the Rabbonin said back to Yehuda, how could you be matter to sell a behemoth that has a broken leg? As if to say that what? That you hold that he can't work with it, so it's neshechted right away, so people won't see it around, it'll be forgotten about. The Rabbonin said back, no, but even the guy buys a broken leg, he'll leave it around because what Marvina lez oleho, he'll let a zocha be mate with it, and be old us, even though the mother has a broken leg, but it'll become pregnant and they'll keep it around to give birth. And if so, the Rabbanan hold that's why it's also because people come to see how did the guy get this through the guy through the Jew. They'll think you're allowed to sell it to the guy. Alma, what do we see? Mishum ubra. What's the reason why the Rabbanan say you can't sell a broken animal to a guy? Because they're going to keep it around because of the ubro. If so, yeah. So then for sure here also it should be yosa. The same thing. It'll be around the ubro here also. It should be yosa. Rashi says, Al matan rabbonim ishim ubrin. Tiv shim minod. Le rabbonim osa limchol of the kachodim behem le ubro. Le review the mutter. Let us go for the macholikis if it's mutter or not. So according to this, we should be posher that according to rabbonim it's osa. According to review, it should be mutter. So Mar says no. I'll tell you like this. This is what the Rabbanan is saying back to Rabbi Yehuda. Time of the dawn, our reasoning is Mishum the Yosalach Lufa Vehema. No, the Rabbanan said the reason why you can't sell a shvura, a broken leg, to a guy because still people make mistakes and sell a healthy behemoth to a guy also. So, therefore, we still have a shell, though, that's only when you sell it completely. But maybe in our case, Lubra, we don't sell it completely, maybe it still be muta. But now, what is the Rabbanan say back to Yehuda? They said like this. Now, Elo, at, but the Rabbanan say back to Yehuda, El at, you, my time is shoris, why do you say it's muta to sell the behemoth as a shover? Mishum de encheol is rapois. Because it can't be healed up anymore. And therefore, command the Zad l'shchit dam. It's like when you sell it to the guy, for sure they're going to shecht it right away. They're not going to hold on to it. They're going to shecht it right away. So therefore, there's no gzeiros. People won't come to think about it anymore. Rashi says, blank l'mechesh l'chlufei. Because whoever sees you right now knows you sold it l'shchita. And they won't come to be matter to sell a healthy behema. So that's why you review to say it's muta. So on this, the Rabbanim has to review to know, according to your svara, v'haloi, no, sometimes the guy will hold on to it and they'll mate it with the zacha, let a zacha come to mate with it and the yoldas may give birth, and therefore the chibun the marbina le the yoldas mashoilo, the guy will hold on to it, and therefore there should be there also, like, look, people come to think you're allowed to sell a regular bayma to a guy also. So that's what the Rabbanim meant to ask Rabbi Yehuda. Now this, what did Rabbi Yehuda answer back? The yomalu. For the schus to get you, but it's muta. So Mar says no. Well, the time according to your reasoning, that our Mishnah says hamishtatif loy. It says what, that if you mishtatif you potter, the loy katoni. It doesn't say that that hamishtatif loy that you chayif. Is hachinami dirishun the hamishtatif loy? Look, it doesn't say become a shutif. It doesn't say it's also. It only says it's also to sell it. It doesn't say to become a shutif, become a partner is also. So you want to tell me hachinami dirishoy? You're allowed to become a shutif with a guy, is that true? I the Omar Avu the Shmuel, Avu the Shmuel says like this: also liodom shiyase shutfus not gechovim. A Jew is not allowed to have a partner. He can't have a guyish partner with you in business. Can't have anything with partnership with a guy. Anything. We'll soon see how we do the bar's mutter today. Any type of shutfus, any partnership. Mikvadin is also that would be a partner with a guy. What's the reason? Because shema yischayev leshvua. You're a partner with him. Sometimes you claim he's stealing some money from you. And he'll have to swear to you. And if he's going to have to swear to you, he's going to swear to you in the name of his God. And that's not right. You're making him cause to be mentioned the Shema Avodah Zarah. And via Torah, the Torah says, lo yishoma apicha. Allah, you're not even cause somebody else to say a God's name. So, even a guy, you can't let a guy even say the Shema Avodah Zarah. So, therefore, Mikra Din is also to become a shutter for the guy. See, the Kashan in our Mishnah, the Mishnah says, V'amishtatif lo, and it doesn't say, not allowed to. So what do you have to say? Elotona mechira, the Mishnah says, when you sell to a guy, that's also. And really, v'hu adin l'shutfah, the same thing, it's also to be a shutfah for the guy. So I tell Yochanan, the same thing the Mishnah also, toni mechira, v'hu adin l'kablonis, it could be v'hu adin, when you give over your chamor to a guy, that he gets a schus to get the uber just, maybe that's also what's to do. So you have no right for our Mishnah. If so, Mishnah Mechiru, the Nogat, how can the Mishnah only says you can't sell it to the guy? I'll tell you the Ika Mechiri, like that's the Ika Tam, that's the Ika Gzera, applies by Mechira. So it's good why the Mishnah said the Ika of the Issa of the Mechira. I'll tell you, says Pirish Rashi, the Ika Issa of Mechira. That's the Ika of the Issa. That's why the Mishnah says the Ika. But who I didn't, it could be, who I didn't just give over the mother for this chus that the guy gets the Uber Shabbai, that's also awesome. So we don't have any proof in the Mishnah. This is about the Toshima. If you mekabel behema from a guy, the yolda, and it gives birth, so mal moisim b'shev yetziyam, which is worth mal moisim to take the value of it, for noisim chatadam l'koyin, give half of the value to the koyin. V'ha noisim b'kabola, if somebody gives it, v'ha noisim b'kabola, if you give your animal to a guy b'kabola, afo pi shenim shim lo yinalara do it, koyin to noisim, we'll make a knas, ad asar b'dama, we'll make a knas, or you have to buy it back, even though it costs you 10 times the amount. And the noisin kodom on the coin, you have to give also the whole value of it to the coin. Shallow, why though? It should be on here, but you have to give to the coin. The chomer and the chomer say no. Kol zaman shirav the chovin b'yemtza p'turim in abchor. Chomer say no. Since the goy has shaychet this behema, whether the mother or the uba, you put them in abchor. Good, you put them in abchor. But I call upon everybody agrees though that you're not allowed to sell this uba to the goy. So now my love isn't the case talking about a behema. So we're talking about now, you're not going to sell Malaba Behema, Rashi's Koi. What do you tell me, Koysen, the Koysen, I say? The Koysen, the Lifto, the Behema, Alma, Mokras, the Behema, Lubra, the Kibla, the Kabbalah, and the Lubran. Over here, when you gave over your animal to the guy, you didn't really sell it to him. He doesn't own it. It's still yours. It's only giving it over to him that he has a schus to get the Uber out of it. And still here, it's Mashmitz also. So Mora says, Loya Uber. We're talking about the Knas on the Uber means that the Behema was pregnant already. And you sold her right now. Like giving it over means right now you're giving over the Uber to the guy. And that's what's also. It's also to give over an Uber to a guy. And they can never bring a proof. The Ketani, it says, Koin to Noisa, the Sar B'domov, Shema Mina. You have to Asar B'domov, Mashma the money of what? Of the Uber. So Mashma talking about now, you're giving over a pregnant Chamor to the guy. Or a pregnant cow to a guy. That's why it's also. Because you're giving right now, not only some Aschus to get an Uber later, but you're giving him right now the Uber. So that's why it's also. But it could be we're only selling him the schus and the mother to get the Uber. Maybe that's like a mutter. Yeah. Now the shah before about being a shutif, so Tais before talks about, Tais speaks out, also Shem Tais Hashem Yitzchayel to Chavim Shvua. Tais Mekan Oysu Rebbein Shmua Kabbalas HaShvua Mekal B'chayim. You can't be Mekabbal HaShvua from a guy. But Tais and Rebbein Otam Matzah, Rebbein Otam says, no Mekal Shvua Kamatzah Miyodam. That now his business you're allowed to do it. The Oyba Shvua Rebbein Otam Raya and we're Megillah. And then Tais says, Shlohoy Nezor Mi Shalasudis, yeah. Rosh Pesach Ben Atam. Bezman Hazeh Kul Mishboyim BeKadeshim Ben Tosim Elokus. Bezman Hazeh, the Goyim don't really swear in the name of their Avodah Zarah. It's only Stam that the Maske a Shutfis Tais says here, but it's not really an Avodah Zarah. So therefore, we don't have this Gzera right now, and therefore, that's the heter a little bit why people do have Shutfis with a Goy. That even if they have to swear, they don't really mean to swear in the name of their Avodah Zarah. And most Tais says it's a Shutif. And shutif, I'll call upon him by shuas mutter. So Lamai said there is a heter to have a shutfis with a guy. But mikaradin, it's also, because you have to be afraid, he may have to swear to you, and you're going to cause him to say the name of his avodah zarah. Alright, we'll stop here.